This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, I got a question for you.
Yo, what it do? Boom.
Are you looking for one of the most exhilarating and effective forms of home fitness?
Bro, I think I found it.
Yeah, well, let me introduce you to Fight Camp, an interactive at-home boxing. Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teaching proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp also has live punch counting stats that motivate you to push harder and help you map out your progress. Knock out achievements or go head-to-head against other members from across the country or across the living room. One of the best things about Fight Camp is that it makes boxing accessible to everyone. No matter what your fitness level is, what your age is, or what your experience with boxing is, you can do it. And you're going to have a great time. How do you think you'd rank on the Fight Camp leaderboard? Do you think you'd be in first place? You used to box, right, Conan?
I don't know if I'd be in first place. I'm not in that type of shape, but it's gotten me into great shape. It's getting me into great shape.
Yeah, so join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. Fight Camp packages start at just $99. They even offer some great financing options and get started for as low as $9 a month. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's FIGHTCAMP.com/KONAN.
Have you or Joe received yours yet?
I haven't gotten mine yet.
Have you, Joe?
Yes, I have, actually. Yeah. I have it set up right down here in the basement.
Tell people your experience and I'll tell them mine.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it doesn't take up much space. It's on a stand, so it's not, you don't have to hang anything from your ceiling. And you can go on and use all the different lessons and stuff. Like for me, I never had any boxing training, you know, so I was like, let me do this the right way. So I go on there, I've taken the beginner classes and moved on. It keeps your scores, it keeps your progress, it tracks everything. And, you know, the trainers know what they're doing, and it's a lot of fun watching the different clips and competing. You compete against anyone you want. You compete against friends if they're on, people around the world, whatever. There's international leaderboards, and it's a great way to exercise. It's a lot of fun.
Right. The great thing about this thing is you can do it in your house, so you don't have to go to a gym, pay gym memberships, you know, change into gym clothes, park. You know, sometimes you want to get a late workout in, and you can't because the gym is closed. You know, or wait for people to put their weights back or whatever. This thing right here conditions you, it tones your arms, your legs, your stomach, everything, and it gives you cardio at the same time. And you can put it in your house and you can work out whenever you want. And the great thing is it has different programs. So if you want to work out for 15 minutes, you only got 15 minutes of workout, you get a 15-minute workout. And if you got an hour, you can get an hour workout in. It's great. I love it, and I'm glad that I purchased it, and it's helping me get into shape. Check out FightCap.com. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Stopping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Cálmate un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo, man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang.
What I know is that there was a statement where it said Chicago police want to speak with him again to follow up on the investigation, and then the response was like, Jussie has no plans to meet with the police, and he'll be doing his communications through his attorneys. And that's what I'm saying. Like, what are they being so polite for and giving him the option? Like, no, get in here. You're fucking, we're going to question you, you know, arrest him or something. But they're going through the grand jury to be able to charge him. So I think it's some, you'll see some shit happen this week.
They're going through the grand jury?
Yep. Because the other thing was not only this crazy, like, hoax, like the thing, even like I said on the show, like, they did it. They went through with it. Like, they staged a beating. Like, those guys, they obviously didn't light him up. It was, like I said, it was almost like a worked beating. They probably gave him a couple of marks on his face or whatever. But they did the whole thing where they were shouting at him, you know, slurs and kicking him and stuff like that. They wanted the camera to capture, but they did it in the wrong part of the street. So was
those two Nigerian brothers
guys,
or no?
Yeah, two guys. They're like actors and
personal
trainers. Yeah, that
they were on Empire.
Yeah, yeah. So he knew them. And now the latest thing is that they may have footage of him on an elevator with them that night. It's like, dude, you really screwed. Like, you didn't do this very well, you know. And but the other thing was, a week before, he got a letter at like Fox Studios, because Fox makes Empire, and it had crushed up aspirin in it to make it appear to be whatever, some kind of substance. So hazmat teams came out, and the FBI was investigating. But the word is that he also set that up. He had the brothers, the Nigerian guys, send in this letter with a threat, and so he's not only in trouble for this fake police report, he's in trouble for like faking mail threats, which could be some time. You know, like it's actually, he could be in a lot of trouble if they pursue it, you know.
Bro,
I don't know.
I'll tell you the two things that go through my mind. One was, because I think you and Disco are of the mindset that, yeah, he's trying to do racial racially divide the country, right?
Yeah.
And he may be trying to do that too, or like Disco was saying, which I had also thought of, was what if somebody's behind this, you know, and he's being paid to do it, right?
Right.
Or here's the other one. What if the guy is, he's just thinking, fuck, you know, if I do this and you know, I'll be a symbol, you know, for gay men, and I'll be a black symbol, and everybody will say, look at the courage, and I'll be a bigger star, and I'll be looked at not just as an actor, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he might have been doing for him to be this bigger than, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think people, like a lot of reaction I saw on Twitter was like, people were thinking about like the Missouri situation or the other, you know, riots and shit that happened after like the police shootings. People are like, yo,
right,
if this guy risked like really big problems in Chicago, like there could have been riots, there could have been this and that just to further his career. Like, what an asshole, basically. But I think it was a combination of attention, career, and a little of the political shit to it, because if you watch his interview, he blames, you know, Trump. He says it, I got attacked because I come at Trump really hard. And that's what he wanted it to be perceived as, that he was attacked because he always speaks out about the president. So now two supporters of Trump attacked him. You know, it could have worked if it got filmed and you saw a film clip of him getting kicked and punched by two guys in masks.
Yeah, this could have been a whole different story. Yeah.
Yeah. He may have gotten away with it.
It's almost like the Indian thing. If we hadn't seen the rest, everybody's already crucifying the kid.
Yeah. And the his biggest problem right now is these two guys that were arrested were released, and it's like pretty much almost public knowledge that they flipped on him or whatever. You know what I mean? They're gonna testify in front of the grand jury, and they're gonna out him for everything. And he's, like I said on the show, even tripling down. I can't believe these guys would do this to me. No, I was attacked. Anyone who says anything different is a liar. Like, he's never going to back away from the story because he can't.
Because like we said at the beginning of the show, nobody is, bro. Yeah. Nobody wants to be ostracized. Nobody, his career is over. He's done. In today's society, you do anything like that and you're caught, you're done.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, it's very hard. You know, you can be forgiven because so many people have done a lot worse and have been forgiven.
Yeah.
But some time has to pass, you know. And so he took a big gamble and he lost.
Yep. They just... They cut him out of they're only filming the last couple episodes of Empire or something, and they cut down his 9 scenes in a big musical number I read to like 3 scenes where he's in the background. Like they cut him out. Even though the head of the show and the head of Fox and all are saying, we have his back, we believe him, but they just chopped him right out of the show. Right. So,
Conan, guess what?
What'd it do?
It's never too early to play holiday music. Deck the halls with Manscaped products. Fa la 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 la. It's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use a Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you, Conan. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and using the code K100 for free shipping and 20% off. Now, Manscaped is our favorite product, and they've been one of our advertisers for years.
Yeah.
The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0, this is the best thing, is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. And the Platinum Package has each product from the best-selling Performance Package Plus. Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, and Ultra Premium Deodorant. It's the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway. There's also a 4,000K LED light on it, so you can light the way like Rudolph, the red nose. Do you think that people calling me Rudolph when I was a kid because I had a big nose is body shaming?
No.
Now that you've groomed your candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer with the Platinum Package shower products. All of Manscaped shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan, and made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. But smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, One Crop Reviver Ball Toner can solve stank problems all day long. Joe, you should be interested in that.
Absolutely.
And once they touch your sack, you'll never go back. The Platinum Package 4.0 is sitting under the tree and is guaranteed to put anyone in the holiday spirit. And for the perfect stocking stuffer, add in the brand new body buffer, an incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating easy and a lot cleaner than an old loofah. So basically, you get the shampoo, conditioner, everything. They give you everything you need. You don't need anything else, soap included. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code K100. That's manscaped.com and K100. Get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Without a doubt, and I've said this before, and I think Disco agrees with me, and I just ordered half a dozen. Probably the most comfortable boxers I've ever worn in my life. They're these black boxer briefs that are really sweet.
Yes.
So, bro, they take care of you, man. They really do take care of you. It's worth it. You know, order it. Stay clean. Be hygienic. Everything at manscaped.com. Happy holidays. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Frankie, there?
Yo.
Hey, what's up? Yo. Hey, can you do, we do video now.
Let me try to get this on video real quick. One second.
We need your handsome. We need your strikingly handsome good looks for our.
Yeah,
numbers.
He pisses me off because first he had the Antonio Bandera hair and he looked absolutely delicious, and now he's got no hair and he still looks great.
Like, oh, you guys are sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
How you doing, here. Frankie?
Hey, I'm doing good, man.
We have yet to either A, you got heat with both of us right off the bat, because you have either A, sent a cigar so we can review it on the show, or shared one with us.
Well, it's hard to send a single cigar in the mail. Like, I want to get it to you guys properly in a humidor, but I'm happy to give you brothers a cigar.
Yeah, we're not that fine. Just send the shit. Doesn't have to be.
Hey, do this.
Hey, first of all, Conan. You gotta smoke it as is. You can't cut it open and smoke it, really? And put weed in it and smoke it as a blunt. No, it's a fine cigar. You gotta smoke it.
I'm Cuban, dog. I'm Cuban, so you know that. You know, if anybody appreciates a good cigar, it's a Cubano. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. So at least the first one, you have to just smoke as is. You can't, you know.
Yeah, 1,000%, bro. I grew up on tobacco smoke.
Awesome. Conan's going to come up with an actual cigar in your line called the Iranian Montezuma.
That's not a bad idea.
Legal, that isn't, because marijuana is legal now, and a lot of guys do smoke it in cigar wraps.
Wow. So you save a lot of money. You just fill it with real shitty tobacco, because the brothers are just going to get it and empty it out anyways.
That was great.
So you're taking over for the Juicy Juice. Which is quite an honor in itself.
Yeah. And, awesome.
You remember the Juicy Seal of Approval, correct?
I do, man. I'm a little intimidated trying to fill them.
But nobody can fill it for.
One thing I've noticed so far is we've solved the punctuality problem. We record 1:30 every Monday, right? Between 1:30 and 4.
For over a year.
And literally, it's like, what was that movie where the guy that was dating what was his name? George Clooney was up in space, right? And he was on the satellite that was busted, right? And every once in a while, the asteroids would come around because it was in they were in orbit, right? And they'd like he had to wait every day. They swing around. That's what it's like trying to get Hoovy. We have to find a window where he came.
Wait a minute.
Sushi trains. Yeah. You know they have in Japan where you got to grab his. That's like trying to get Hoovy for these. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
And then the one time he went to Europe. And he thought that for some reason we were going to call him on European time. We were like, no, bro, it's the same fucking time no matter where you are.
We can do it at 4 in the morning.
Right. Oh, man. No, I live by the philosophy, if you're not early, you're late. So I'm always.
And let me just say another thing. That's Disco's philosophy. But let me tell you another thing. But also, this is why you have to love Hoovy, because after all the stories we've heard of him, and of course, one of my favorite segments, the one with Senor Benjamin, where the guy can't even get two words out that he's not fucking Mexican, is that then he came out with the beauty that he's a flat earther. Okay.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
Fly
he
had to be, right? Yeah.
Of course. Wait, Frankie, let's do this, though. Because, like, we did the Juicy Scene with Hoovy, but Hoovy didn't really have any musical skills other than learning how to DJ on the internet.
And, here's the other thing. I don't know if you ever caught on to this, Frankie. Did you notice that there was a time where, like, for a while he would pick a song and then we'd all bash it? So he'd say, I want to hear what you guys think first. Then be with us. Did you ever catch that?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. 100%, man. Well,
just like
Frank, so you would make him go last, Conan. You'd always or make him go first.
What do you know? Who really surprised me, Frankie? Jericho's band, Fozzy.
Oh, they rock.
Take it down. I think they should have a different front man. Like Jericho should be behind the drum or something.
Oh,
but
geez.
The band is fucking rocks.
Well, the thing was, they came. You know, he kind of like it was kind of like. Everybody kind of looked at maybe like it's Chris's vanity project. He likes being a rock star. He's small. But like the past couple of years, it's like, shit, man, he's come up with some really good songs. You know, it's like, wow, this is like, you know.
Let me tell you something. When I first met Jericho, so this is definitely like 25 years ago or something like that, very young Chris Jericho, okay? I would call him at that time when I met him a bathroom honey, if you will. Very cute little lad. And when I met him, you know, one of the first things that he told me was like, yeah, man, I play in a band and I want to do music. So this was something that he's wanted to do and was doing since when I first met him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's the real deal, man. Like he knows his heavy metal music history. He's like a savant. You can't get him on anything. And it's like, you know, everyone thought it was just like a parody when they first came out. But however many albums in the last two, like real strong albums. Yeah, man. Yeah. What a work that Jesse Smollett thing was. Good Lord.
It's ridiculous, right?
Bro, is he trying to say real quick, Joe, and I know you know every piece of information on this, is he trying to say that he's got some sort of medical condition, like a drug problem, taking ecstasy?
Yeah, he said when they arrested him, he said he confessed to having a drug addiction problem. And then he said that these two guys that jumped him sold him ecstasy a few times since last spring. So
yeah, that doesn't make any shit like that.
Doing ecstasy four times in a year.
Right,
oh, no.
Hugging a guy or fucking, that's the most nicest drug you can take, you know. Yeah.
Bro, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like he wrote it. Somebody wrote his promo for him, and he got in the ring, and he got lost. So he started like saying a bunch of stuff and everything, like not realizing like they can check, you know. So it's like, maybe it's a drug problem, you know. Maybe he did have a drug problem. That's why he.
Well, it ain't ecstasy. Yeah.
when you're fucked up, you start running your mouth. You start saying shit that you don't.
You don't tell two guys. Yeah, when you're on ecstasy, you're not thinking hate crimes and fucking put a noose around my neck you know.
The funniest part of this record, I don't really like talking about it anymore, but
maybe if the guy would attack him.
When the cops went to his house, he had the rope around his neck, so they said, quote, it was hanging like a necktie.
Yeah, just like draped.
Yeah. Now, Disco, and you'll love this because it ties into our past and to Kid Romeo. If they would have, like, when the guy was getting beat up, if he was laying there and they found him with a whole bunch of glow sticks around him, maybe the ecstasy thing would have tied
some
in.
Blow pops, maybe.
Right.
Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Have you heard that story?
We had two Kid Romeo stories for you. Two quick ones. Number one, when Ray, because he was always trying to pitch stuff.
Right.
Because he wasn't really using, right? So he's trying to pitch it. Maybe pitch some stuff to you. Who knows? So, when Ray and Hoovy, this started back at WCW, they were coming out with the glow sticks. And he said he wanted to do an angle where he would come out with the glow sticks and like show that he's a better glow stick dancer than they are. That would be the genesis of that feud, right?
Okay.
And
right.
Then he quit part-time wrestling and became an exterminator.
I remember that.
And he could have exterminated
business. He used to bring varmints to like the TV taping.
Yes.
So his gimmick idea was that he would be like a shoot exterminator. and like be around the ring, like looking for rats and stuff and everything, and then would have an interaction with one of the heels and stuff, or the baby, and the guy would like start, and he could work his exterminator gimmick onto the show. That's back when he wasn't working there. That was his idea to try to get him into the show.
I don't know how creative did it jump all over that and put that on television immediately.
Yeah. No, bro, and the suit, because I asked him what it looked like, it's like a hazmat suit. You know what I'm saying?
Like when the termite.
Yeah, right. That's the best.
Jesus. Well, we call the Juicy Seal. Well, we got to change the name of the Juicy Seal because that was based on the Juice.
Are we going to, keep Hoovy a part of this, are we going to call it the Juicy Seal featuring Frankie Kazarian?
or Juicy Frankie Seal of Approval. How about that? Let's do that.
The Juicy Frankie Seal of Approval.
Okay.
Conan.
What up?
I get it. You want to raise your testosterone, but do any of these boosters actually work?
To tell you the truth, Disco, I don't know. I only use legacy subs, and let me tell you this. This is empirical shit. I went to get my testosterone levels done before I was using legacy subs, and it was very low, and then afterwards it did increase, so it does work.
Yeah, Test X9 works. And don't just take legacy subs' word for it. They show you how, with links to independent studies on every single one of the 9 key ingredients. No bull, no bro science, just facts. Test X9 is an NSF-certified third-party lab tested made in the USA. Level up your strength, energy, libido, and drive now with Test X9 from Legacy Sports Nutrition. If you want to really level up, go for the ultimate test deck, adding T-Assist, a pro-grade estrogen inhibitor and test enhancer, and the best-selling sleep aid, Recovery PM, the show's favorite, and see why improving your sleep is the key to unlocking your mental and physical potential. Guys, did you know that the majority of testosterone release occurs while you sleep? That's why we put this stuff together and why it really works. Stop setting for average, go to legacysubs.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. And if you subscribe to have it shipped every 30 days, you can still get the discount every single time. It's brought to you by 3-time world champion Nick Aldis and 10-time world champion Mickey James, who developed and used these products themselves. LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy, and the code is K100.
And let me tell you, we've been doing business with Nick for a while now. This is one of our most requested items. People always buy all his supplements because they work, or if not, he would have left our show a long time ago. We use them, and they work, and it's not just this testosterone. They've got stuff for your memory, for your energy, for sleeping. Go check them out at Legacy Subs. Boom.
Are you guys ready for the world infamous Disco List?
Absolutely.
100%.
All right. Let's start with the Canadian contingency, Lord Cyrus.
He's still on the list.
Even though he got you work at Impact?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Lance Storm.
Definitely still on the list.
Did you see his tweet that people were kind of making fun of him for?
What did he say?
Prior to Raw, he tweeted, "I'm fine either way, but I hope that the Flair birthday party on Raw is not interrupted and it's just a feel-good, happy moment." So he wanted it just to be a party and no angles. And everybody was kind of like, oh, my God.
Lance got a very bizarre way of looking at the business.
I mean, obviously, it was going to be a setup for something, right?
Well, the road to WrestleMania. They're going to throw away a segment to throw a birthday party for Ric Flair, by the way. You know, it's like, come on.
But he did respond to all the criticism. He said, "Why do people feel the need to argue or try to explain the wrestling business to me when I just make a simple statement about what I would like to see?" So
Well, here's a problem. When you make a simple statement to how many followers does he have?
Lance currently has 232,000.
Okay, you're not expecting nobody to comment back on it, or you're not expecting nobody to disagree with you. So once you make a public statement on your Twitter page, everybody's fair game, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Paul Security to the stars, including Chris Jericho, Lazenby.
He's on the list. They were tweeting about that guy. Some guy that Bret Hart, him and Lance and all them were tweeting, and they showed him working against some guy in Japan, I think, and it was terrible.
Tom McGee, Mega Man Tom McGee.
Yeah. And this guy was actually like one of the best athletes to actually be a professional wrestler, like they could just shoot his shoot stuff.
Yeah.
And he was chopping the guy in the corner. It looked terrible. So I tweeted out, "Am I allowed to call this sissy slapping?"
Right.
I tweeted that to Lazarus.
What'd he say?
And he said, no, but you can call it poor striking.
Bro, I think I told you, I saw Tom McGee when I first broke into the business. Incredibly super acrobatic, talented for his size.
Right.
Scott Tuggles Deal Moore.
He's on the list. He tweeted, he made a disparaging tweet about me from Impact. Let me see here. This guy's such a jerk. He tweeted, let me see this here. That's why he's on the list. Tweets and replies. So I guess they showed a clip of me on backstage at Impact, and Scott, it was from the show, and Scott tweeted, where is this? Jesus, how many tweets does this guy have? Where is it? Tweeted that basically I've been lost my entire career or something like that. It was very disrespectful. It was a very disrespectful tweet, and I'm going to have to, when I come to Impact next, I'm going to have him, we'll get him on camera, but he'll have to apologize for that, for disrespecting me on Twitter.
Right.
So we'll get that. We'll get that.
There's some incredible pizza that he introduced me to over there in Windsor,
Canada, right?
Windsor, Canada, which I thought he was, putting it way too over, because everybody always tells me their pizza's great and usually it isn't. And I went there and it was incredible. So I am very looking forward to going back to your house and pizza and cotton candy. Scott, Chris Jericho.
He's still on the list.
What's the deal with him?
I mean, what is he's an AEW now.
That in itself has heat with you.
Well, what do you mean? What's up with him? He still hasn't apologized. He's been he keeps getting his apology me cut off. Like, he's never apologized. He's a jerk. I've got video of him on the cruise inciting people to inciting violence against me.
Ed dressed up as you too.
Yeah, dressed up as me and he had a big nose and made it sound he's a jerk. The guy's a jerk. Right?
How about all around good guy, the babyface assassin, Hall of Famer inductee, Ted Irvine?
Yes.
I'm trying to get him kicked out of our Hall of Fame for disrespecting me and calling me a punk and a wimp.
All right. Rebecca Evers.
Oh God. She's so. Did I take her off? No, we keep on the list because she buried me. Right. And she didn't need to be doing that. She didn't need to be doing that.
This is the North Kakalaki contingency. Matt Hardy, Jeff, Maxell, Wolfgang, Rebby, Senor Benjamin, and Shane Helms.
All of those are on the list, especially Matt and especially Shane Helms.
Would you blame Shane Helms for any of the pacing issues on Raw last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to find out if he was the I want to know if he was the agent for the Finn Balor match, and if he tried to talk Finn Balor out of not doing his coup de grace, if he was going to be selling his knee so big.
Jimmy Jacobs, blue fingernails and purple toenails.
They're all still on the list, right, regardless of the color. Unless it's a natural color, it's still on the list.
Mark Madden.
He's on the list.
He
still calls me Bugle Beat on Twitter.
That's a good name.
Was he at Flair's birthday party?
Yeah, he was there too.
I thought I saw his picture. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was this held?
In Atlanta.
Vince Russo, Vince's singing, and Vince's Twitter followers.
All of them were on the list. Vince dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah.
I guess somebody tweeted on the show with Matt Coon.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get on him about that. Because Vince was a born-again Christian. He's just kind of like, ever since he's been doing the podcasting, he's gotten away from being the hardcore born-again Christian, kind of started cursing again and stuff and everything and all that, so. That's what the business will do to you, I guess. It's true, right?
Well, I don't know what is. I don't. Can a born again Christian cuss? Is that a? I don't. I'm not sure.
You just can't say goddamn, right? You can say anything else.
Oh, he said that.
No, he said he said the fuck word.
Yeah,
fuck word.
Yeah.
All right. The conspiracy horseman.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Papadon and Ben Heyman and Stevie Richards?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're also on the list.
Are these the flat earthers?
Yeah, they're the conspiracy horsemen. They do conspiracy shows. They have all these weird conspiracy theories.
I saw a tweet recently that you consistently leave conspiracy horsemen out of the disco list, and people didn't know if it was on purpose or not.
Leave them out?
Yes. Big Sally Graziano from ECW is with the conspiracy horsemen, but you never mentioned his name. People were wondering why.
Oh, he's one of the conspiracy horsemen? I did not know that.
Yeah. Big Sam.
Oh, well, he's a listen.
He's also
Sal Graziano, I guess, is this guy's name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another flat earther?
Probably.
Maybe, right?
You know, they're just, I don't know if you saw this, they just had Richard Branson from Virgin?
Uh-huh. Like,
he had somebody just go up in space again because they're going to be doing, like, these public transportation things.
Yeah.
Yes, space flights.
Yeah,
they took another picture was taken of the Earth, okay? That right. Must have been another fake picture.
Of course.
Wait a minute, but Richard Branson's also in on this, okay?
Right.
He just spends millions of okay. Simon.
But here's the thing, though, these flat earthers, is that the only thing they can do is just come up with some what they think are plausible theories that the Earth is flat. Right. They have no visual evidence of that, and they can't explain any of the other things that would come with, like the weather or anything else. They just have all they just have is their flat Earth explanation, and they assume that the theory is that we're in a dome because the stars must be fake too. You know, I don't know. It's just they're nuts.
Pat Simon Diamond, the reverse battle royal, by many chided as the worst idea in wrestling history, and the term Watts approved.
All of those are still on the list.
And you don't believe you ever met Bill Watts, correct?
No, he never met Bill Watts.
All right.
There's no way he would have met Bill
and
Watts.
And he's still selling
How
that.
How would he meet Bill
Watts? The NWA 51st anniversary show, supposedly.
He is, in the coin phrase, he's full of baloney.
Okay. Marcus Everett.
The kid that went splat?
Yes.
Yeah, he's still on the list.
Now, for some reason, Jericho seems to think that thing where the guy...
the balcony?
Yeah, that's not a splat.
Yeah, and I heard this from the mid-2000s, too. I would have commented how stupid that is, but that was from a while back.
Yeah.
But it looked like... I mean, they looked like that kid's skull had to have been fractured or something from that, huh?
Well, it looked like he got slowed down. Yeah.
I looked at the thread, and the guy actually said something like, yeah, I'm actually the guy.
Scotty Vortex.
Yeah, and he says I just hit my face or some shit, and that was it.
Plus,
that's ridiculous.
It didn't make a noise. So if you can't hear a splat, how could it be a splat?
Yeah, right. There's
Well, that's one of the rules. It's got to be unobstructed. It has to be from a really high fucking thing. The noise decibel comes into play. So all that. There was no splat sound. Just like I always tell the young guys that go to Mexico that are American, if you want to know how to work Mexican style, watch Eddie Guerrero and Love Machine. That's never going to change. If you really want to know the authentic meaning of a splat, watch Marcus Everett. That's not going to change.
Right.
Right?
He's the standard bearer.
Right, exactly. Who's the other guy here? Our boy, Jojo Feeney, the Creative Control Network, the Pro Wrestling Tee Store.
All those are still on the list. Especially, I'm going to try to get to the bottom of them. I'm going to open up a congressional investigation on who's behind the parody accounts.
Right.
And if Joe is actually coordinating these accounts.
Or collusion.
If there's collusion with Joe and some of these accounts and some of these other people that to try to conspire to,
there will be hell to pay, Joe.
Right. Yeah. So
more than the hell you're already.
There should be an investigation. Yeah. Are you scared of an investigation?
No, because I mean, I think it's an open book. You can see which ones I do get along with. You know which ones I don't, because they will complain that they have been excommunicated and blocked. So
what new shirt have you brought up in the last three, or shall I say? What logo have you copied recently and made it into a new shirt?
I haven't put up any new shirts recently, although I'm thinking about revisiting my weed and wrestling idea.
I like that.
That will be a hot seller.
I do like that.
Couple cannabis leaves suplexing each other in the ring. I think we could get somewhere with that.
Yeah, that's too nerdy. let me see. What's the other one? Oh, Shark Boy.
Shark Boy's on the list.
Heat on the Sun for the Homecoming King and the Pac-Man jacket.
I made some tweets at him. I remember when I was at Impact and I tweeted that nobody at Impact is talking about Shark Boy.
Right.
You know.
Did he ever tweet back?
Yeah, he said, well, you have to be actually talking to somebody. Right. You know,
he's very disrespectful to you, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he wants to get booked at Impact. I'm going to try, as long as I'm working at Impact part-time, make sure that he does not. So.
Wow. Yeah. Raven and his stand-up comedy.
Terrible on the list.
Both? Okay.
His tweets, too.
Some of them need a lot of work. Joy DeFalco.
That little son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to see that bastard, I think, March 17th at the big show here. Are you going to be the big show here in Vegas on March 17th?
What big show?
I think you're on a show here in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a seminar.
Yeah, interesting.
We have yet to hook up, bro. You've yet to invite me to your club. You've yet to invite me to any of these fucking all these great places that you know in Vegas that are great buffets and eateries. You literally disappear without even saying goodbye. I'll see you tomorrow. You just Teddy Hearted. You turn around and you're not there.
Yeah, you did.
Because I have to go to work after the shows.
Well, then you say goodbye, man. I'll see you later.
I did say I'm not waiting around to find your ass and say goodbye to you. What are you? You're a grown ass man. Geez, wait, goodbye. Bye. Scott, like, come on. What are you, a girl? Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. You noted on the show before the Impact tapings that you were going to take Conan for all-you-can-eat sushi. That didn't happen?
No, it did not.
Aww.
Just like the comic book thing with Shane Helms, it didn't happen.
Boy, oh boy.
Or the bet.
Yeah.
is there a pattern here? Yeah. A pattern of lies?
Also, you can see, I don't know if you put it up yet, Joe, the confrontation between Disco and Joy DeFalco at last Impact tapings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's up on Patreon.
That's on Patreon.
Absolutely.
What do people think of that? Do you have any comments? Can you read some of the comments from the interaction?
Yeah, there were some disrespectful comments about Joey's hair, actually. I do remember.
Oh, really? I want to hear those.
Give me a minute to get to it.
He wants to come back on the podcast, I think he said, too.
He did say that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he said he would apologize.
Now, did he send a picture to Mark Madden? Is that confirmed?
Well, he says he was sending those pictures to Mark Madden to make Bugle Beak t-shirts. So I don't know if that's. I don't know if he was trying to just be disrespectful to me and like making a joke, or if that's actually going to happen.
Because once he takes that picture, it's his. He owns it. It's his copyright.
Yeah. He says the copyright. He can do whatever with those pictures. Yeah, he's a jerk. What does it say? What are the comments from Patreon?
Okay, so we got Mike Holder.
Oh Christ!
Joey is the man! !
For disrespecting me?
Yes.
Jesus Christ!
Bald wave cap, who I believe is
Grand Boston.
Wow. Yeah, Grand Boston. I believe he's bald wave cap, but he says Joey needs to cut that hair. It's painful seeing a balding man not accepting the inevitable. That's very rude.
Good tweet. I like that.
We got Joe Coker. Chris Frazier wants to know if it's possible to have a high quality image of Disco's nose. And Rich Schmidt, who of course mocks the filming of the clip, which has been since blamed on me, says perhaps the next Disco video could be shot with a telescope. That way the world can see him and not just his nose. So this turned completely against you. I'm sorry. I thought there was more comments about Joey DeFalco.
That's what you're on the list too. So
yeah, right, you could tell he got enjoyment out of reading those last two.
Yeah, right.
The Burning Man man.
The guy that got messed up on flaca and fentanyl and bath salts at the Burning Man Festival and thought that he was the Burning Man, so ran into the fire and burned to death.
Yeah, and Spice and Sherm. Yeah, that guy.
And Sherm.
Yeah, he's on the list. But they're claiming that, like I said, they still claim there were no drugs in the body.
I love that.
How do you find it? How do you do an autopsy for drugs in the body in a burned body?
Well, not just that. I mean, who in their normal right mind would even do that?
Yeah.
At least drugs, you have a reason or excuse.
What if he was thrown into the? What if the story was?
Yeah.
What if he was actually into the fire and the people that did it said, "Oh no, he ran in there."
Right. Yeah.
Because there were no witnesses.
He was a mean
right?
drunk and was getting on everybody's case.
Right.
It's like one time, and I remember you. I don't know if you were there, Disco, but remember when we went to Stockton to uh-huh. that fucking Comic-Con thing over there?
Yes.
And Scott Hall was there.
Right.
And there was this chick, and she was like. It was me, Pac, Scott.
Nash.
I don't think Nash was there that in this particular
room.
And this girl was just there. And I think everybody was wondering, who is she with, you know? And
right.
she kind of like being kind of a smartass. And I love Scott because it doesn't take him very long to get very salt, very surly. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, yeah, I don't mean to be rude. And, you know, when somebody says that, they're about to be. He goes, but who the fuck are you here with? And she goes, no, I'm just chilling with you guys. He goes, yeah, but who the fuck invited you here? You know? And they got into a real good back and forth. And she ended up leaving.
Jesus Christ. That's great.
Where else? Road Dogg.
He's still on the list.
Jay George.
He's on the list. All these people are still challenging me. I'm not booked at WrestleMania weekend. So they can't. The guy canceled that book because I got hooked up with a shady promoter. The guy was full of shit, you know, something. So I got no bookings that weekend. That's how this work.
Mitch Valentine.
Do we have promos for them?
No, it's odd. It's a very quiet week because there was some heat going on back and forth last week, but then nobody returned this week. Maybe they're.
Jay George is in Germany, isn't he?
He just returned. He just came back.
Oh, he probably hasn't heard the show yet then. He probably hasn't heard the disparaging comments.
Didn't
that
I
Ms. Valentine
see
said about
today, which I thought, I mean, and I don't think anybody stepped up.
What about that little kid, Antonio Anthony, what's his name?
Man, I'm having...
Antonio Thomas.
Antonio Thomas. I'm having memories.
What
today.
About that little kid? He didn't send in a promo?
Nothing. Quiet week.
What about the other guys, the Jay George and Mitch Valentine making fun of Antonio Thomas's promo?
That's tremendous.
And we were told to expect a Felicia Rose promo this week, too, but that did not happen either.
Nothing.
She ain't afraid to spit some fire. She basically challenged anybody, nobody in specific, to bring it. And I don't think anybody accepted, right?
No, Mitch Valentine said some things on Twitter, but she fired right back. Although I did see that she has begun production and directing of pornography. So good for her. Good for her.
Are you trying to be part of said pornography?
She's a producer and director of pornography?
Where's that at?
Where's she saying that?
It's on her page. And I'd imagine... Well, Conan, I don't know if
What's her Twitter handle? At Felicia Rose?
Yeah.
I met her once.
At the peep... At Felicia Rose, I'm sorry.
Oh, the people's... Yeah, the people's tramp. Here we go.
She also has a pinned tweet here that's...
Feminist first, 18 plus, the girl you love to hate while you masturbate, pro wrestling manager, 31... Queer, sarcastic, risque. Her Instagram is, IG says People's Tramp Podcast at Grew New York.
So what would queer mean nowadays? She likes men and women or what?
I guess so.
Isn't that bisexual?
Is that Jay George in the profile here with A Love and Alicia Rose? Who's A Love? That's not Jay George.
A Love.
It says with A Love and Felicia Rose. This is the screw. Which is the podcast that she does, and this is the Twitter page.
That's her co-host, whoever that. I'm not sure who it is, though.
Okay, so what page
combo,
are you on?
A weekly sex-positive, queer-loving, wrestling-watching, blunt-smoking podcast brought to you by Felicia Rose and Continue 78. So that's A Love, this guy. Who's this guy here?
Who?
Well, that's who she does the podcast with here.
Yeah.
Okay, what page are you guys on so I can be on the same?
Let me hear what he says. Okay. He's the co-host of the Screw Podcast. His name is A-Love at Continue 78. It's a co-host of the Screw Podcast with Felicia Rose. He's a deviant socialist queer. Check out our smut. Instagram is at above dirty. Hashtag BLM. Hashtag dismantleese of fuck ICE. Oh, this guy's a big social justice warrior here. So we're going to one of the things says the page does not exist.
And it's actually scrolling through the thing here, and Conan, she's at Felicia Rose on Twitter.
So I just put Felicia Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, is that where you're on Twitter?
Yeah. But it says...
What does it say that she's a porn thing?
Right here it says, so I've been directing, writing, and producing porn, and this evening I finally got on the other side of the camera, dropping content very soon. Stay tuned. Hashtag TPT Productions. So apparently she's also going to be starring in the film.
I can guarantee you Joe's trying to get either a fluff boy, performer, something.
Well, okay. In that case...
Here's her next tweet. Okay, so she wrote the one that Joe said. Yeah. Her next tweet says, there are two tweets later. Last night, I interviewed someone for my podcast about what it was like to fuck me and be inside my pussy. You'll have to tune in this week to find out the answer.
Why is this not on the Creative Control Network? I don't understand what's going on here.
She's got her own little gig going. Why are you trying to get her on the Creative Control
Network?
We've
discussed it. It just hasn't happened.
Interesting.
It's been in discussions. But she also, I'm sure she'll love that I'm going to put this out there, but if I can find the tweet, she has tweeted that she's going to have a big WrestleMania weekend sex party. Yes, here it is. Yes, I'm hosting a sex party WrestleMania weekend. Yes, it's invite only. No, you are not guaranteed to touch me or see me naked in any way. Yes, you still probably want to come. Now, you can imagine what her DMs probably look like if they're putting something like that out there. So that's probably
we should
a lot of
get
fun.
Her on the show. Get her on the show to read some of the DMs from the people after she posted that.
Yes.
Ask her if she'll do that.
Yeah, that is great. I will. Yeah.
She doesn't have to say their names. Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Forget the DM. A lot of people just responded straight up on the thing.
Yeah.
Right. No. Let me hear. So what are some of the reactions? What are some of the responses?
Well, obviously everybody wants to
read some of them.
This guy says, hey guys, arriving at her house with a replica Money in the Bank briefcase saying you're going to cash in on her is not going to work.
Who's this guy? Eric Cannon. I think he's actually a wrestler, right?
Yes. That sounds familiar.
The Anarchist AC?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's verified.
Anyways, he puts invite only during Mania weekend. You should just sell tickets.
Yeah.
This is from a girl. Girl, am I on that list?
This guy goes. That sounds.
So
like
is there a swinger community in the wrestling business, in the indie wrestling scene that we don't know about?
Yes.
This guy says that sounds like a great place for me to finally lose my virginity among wrestling fans. Yes.
I think he's right. Probably a lot of tweets like that.
Okay, this one said, I'll put the one she answered back to. It says, I don't know what the fuck to do that week, but I put in for time off. I'm so nervous. Rolling solo for everything for the first time in years. First time since I was training way back. How do you go about finding new friends for this shit? I know you're a trooper with Rolling Solo. I go alone places, but no one said I made any friends. Okay.
I believe Husey's in the process of trying to get his passport for the sex party. He might be attending.
Here's another tweet from February 25th. Listen to this tweet.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
This from February 25th, she tweeted, my texts right now consist of me asking six different dudes to come over for 10 minutes tonight to jizz on my face for a, quote, quick little vid. But the real question is, glasses or no glasses? And she put a poll out.
Glass. Oh, sorry.
83% said glasses and 17% said no glasses.
Okay, listen to this. One of our purge accounts, or the ones that you purge, is actually responded.
Oh, really?
Yeah. An ouncer.
Oh, wow.
Love interest of recently purged racist, fake news announcer, Glenn Gloryhole Gilberti GGG fan club president, hashtag parody. Anyways, announcer wrote to Felicia Rose, funniest part will be seeing Mitch Valentine and that other shit promo asshole being SNM by at Felicia Rose.
So she's going to put a strap. What if Mitch Valentine shows up to that sex party and gets anally sodomized by Felicia Rose wearing a strap on?
She gets pegged. He gets pegged.
Probably. Oh wow! Like the Italian gangster in Oz.
Felicia, one of two: either cut a promo on all these sorry motherfuckers that don't want to bring it, and don't be afraid to bury our boy Joe in the process.
We might be
the
business.
Second one is,
we might be business is, associates.
Would you like to come on the show and read some of those DMs?
Yes, I'm on it.
All right. Okay, we were still on the disco list.
Yeah, you were at the probably Jay George and Mitch Valentine part. Okay. Do you think the screw with Felicia Rose would either up or lower the prestige of the Creative Control Network?
Well, I don't know. I don't consider the Creative Control Network to be very, very prestigious.
Well, so that it would only help, right?
I mean, I imagine.
And it would bring a lot of diversity because apparently, you know, there's a liberal co-host. They identify as queer, so that would be something a little different.
I'm going back on some of her tweets. This was from February 8th.
Right.
Okay, she's got a picture of her with three gay guys.
Right.
And it says, coming soon. Last night I had the amazing opportunity of working with three queer men from New York City to make the first official porn under the People's Tram Productions. Thank you all for trusting me with your time, energy, and bodies. I'm beyond honored. So she's making gay porn?
Yeah,
I guess.
But then she also says she was involved. So is there some kind of fetish where a gay guy?
There are three queer guys. So maybe they're like kind of just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You know more about that lifestyle. What is that? You know, that's.
I have no idea.
Who are you talking to?
To you.
Me or Joe? Oh, yeah. You were here. I've seen nothing about that.
Yeah. Mike Beltran's mustache, the ref from UFC.
Still on the list. It's still dragging on the floor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still on the list.
Jeff Lane's room.
Still on the list. It's got toys and everything still, right?
Yeah, I think Frankie might have been the only other guy I've seen that didn't have toys in the background.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that was fake news, though, because I think somewhere in his house he has a room like that. He just wasn't showing us.
All right. I'm going to bring that up to him. Kevin Klein, Rochester, an error, Lucha.
God almighty. He was especially today. He was extra annoying.
That was a great
one. Yeah, so he's definitely still on the list.
That was. Jeff Jarrett.
Still on the list. Wait, I got a story to tell you. Did I tell you this? That we got that me and Vince and Matt Coon got a call from a fake Tony Khan trying to save. This is hysterical. It's like, it's like Glenn, it's Tony Khan. Was hoping to talk with you if you have some time today. I was like, sure, give me a call. Or if you want to chat tomorrow, I've got you ready for work. So then he was like, a guy called me up and I couldn't, like, I'd heard Tony Khan on the interview with Jericho.
Right.
And I couldn't tell if it was him or not because it didn't sound like different than the guy. You know what
and
I'm saying?
Let me ask you something real quick. And after hearing that interview, what did you think of Tony Khan?
I didn't hear. Well, I'm still in the process of listening to it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I immediately called Jared. The guy said he was going to fly me into Jacksonville. All this year. So they said he was going to bring in Russo. So I knew the guy was up. My radar was up, it's kind of shady, right? So I called Jericho. I go, is this Tony Khan's number? He's like, last year, that's not the number I have for him. So I was like, So then Russo called me. I answered the phone and said, did you get a call from a Tony Khan guy? And I go, bro, I think it's a work, obviously.
Right.
He goes, because he hit up Matt Kuhn, too. I was like, why would Tony Khan hit Matt Kuhn? But it's just funny to think that, that fans,
right,
will actually go that far. But it's got to be somebody that we all know because he had all three of our numbers. And I don't really give my number out to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
It was you, Russo, and Matt Kuhn that got.
Yeah, yeah. But I found out as soon as Chris. And Chris actually texted Tony Khan to see if it was actually him. And again, the guy responds like, no, I've never tried to contact him ever, So I thought that was entertaining. That was a funny story.
Wow. And so what, this person just wanted to talk or what?
Oh, wow. Bro, it's just this prank call. I mean, I think the person got me on the phone and was like,
Yeah.
I
thought they wanted to get on the show and pretend they were Tony Khan.
Right.
I heard that interview, and I think it's interesting that you realize a lot of the same people were at the same ECW shows. Like, Tony Khan traveled to Philly for the shows. Conrad would be at some of the shows I've talked to him about. And guys like Dave Lagana was always at ECW shows. So there was quite a few people in those old crowds that went on to do something, Just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, they're just like the new fans that, came into the business, freshened it up, and are giving back to it, Mm-hmm. And the same thing, when I was listening to that guy on our show, John Orezzi,
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm thinking, wow, this is a mark from the 70s. Yeah. This is how they thought back then in the 70s. They were passionate. They started fan clubs. He was one of the first guys, probably the first guy I ever knew to start a convention. So he was giving back to the boys. You know what I'm saying? And so then you had the Meltzers and the Bruce Mitchells and that little crew. And then now this is the one with Conrad and you know what I'm saying?
And Cornette and Heyman were super fans in their areas too.
Cornette and super, yeah, right. Yeah. Jeff Jarrett.
Still on the list.
Wait a minute. Even though he went through rehab and tried to get his life back together again?
Even if he's in the Hall of Fame, he's still on the list.
He's also a producer at Raw. Would you like to blame him for any of the pacing issues?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to blame him too.
Yes. PWG.
Still on the list.
Ryan Satin and his girlfriend, Erica Steiner.
They'll always be on the list.
Have you heard anything from them lately?
No, nothing noteworthy, really.
Pretty quiet. How about you, Joe?
No, nothing off the top of my head, right. No.
The song She's a Lady.
The one that you play at the end of the show each week?
I don't produce the show.
On the list.
It's not on me.
Russian Vids 3.
Oh, that schmuck. Jeez, still on the list. It's Russian Vids 4 now, isn't it? Or is that a parody account? One of them came out as a parody account of Russian Vids, obviously. Because they're kind of just really over the top Russian Vids stuff. Yeah. I don't know which one's which, to be honest.
Bro, the other day out of the blue, he must be back on because of Russian Vids 3. I don't know which one it is. He sent me another thing trying to, prove to me about Flat Earth and all this other bullshit. And I'm like, if I answer anything, he's just going to continue to keep, you know what I'm saying? So I just ignored him. But it's like, bro, give it up already.
Yeah.
Right. Hughesley.
Oh, he's still on the list.
Right. I did.
Is he the Keep It 100 YouTube page? Or is that you, Joe?
Hughesley uploads the clips.
Who's the guy posting on there as a Keep It 100?
That's Hughesley. Yeah, I post.
Oh, that is Hughesley.
I post
as
myself. Yeah.
Interesting. And you're trying to fight with people?
Angrily. That guy sucks.
What happened now?
That guy sucks. I don't know. There's like one or two trolls that I started fucking with.
How come Joe Troller doesn't post on that page?
I don't know. I see him on Hughesy's channel occasionally, so maybe he'll follow him back over there. But,
he's been on a couple. He's posted on a couple of the times, but I'd wish he would. I wish he would post more.
It's getting some traction though.
But the funny thing is, some guy sent me this thing about Joe and some guys that were fighting there, and there's one where he's like, "Yeah, come meet me at my house." Like, some guy's gonna fly to your house.
Let's do this. Let's go on here. Let's go straight to the source.
I want to know who sent you that. Who's the snitch?
No dice. What, the snitch?
Yeah, who's sending you the screenshots, Conan? Ratting me out.
Yeah, that's a good question, Conan.
I don't reveal my sources.
All right, here we go.
So one of the clips is the Disco Inferno on Jussie Smollett. Okay, and this is like, this is probably the one that you're probably arguing with people, Joe. Let me see.
No.
Let's go to some of the comments.
I'm on the KG one. There's 67 comments.
All right. So what? Are you on this one at all?
No.
Well, what's your name here, by the way?
Joe Feeney. But the one that I argue with the guy on is the there's a clip with KG as the thing because it's a mailbag question about KG.
Okay, where's that one? Let me go to the page.
It's probably not too far down.
Let me go to the page.
But I was going
to
say it's catching on. There's a clip on there where it's you guys talking about AEW from last week. It's only been up a few days. It blew up over 12,000 views or whatever so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, let's go to this one then. Here we go. Conan and Disco Inferno argue about AEW booking. And it's got, this is the argument that we had, 12,000 views. Wow.
Yeah.
266 comments?
Yeah.
Should we dip into this and see what some people are saying about
it? Where is this so I can see it too?
YouTube channel. It's Keeping It 100 Official. I'll send you the link.
Yeah. And it says Conan and Disco argue with capital letters about AEW being successful. And that's not really we had an argument that's kind of misleading.
Well, yeah, but Husey's not afraid to put a misleading title to get the clicks. So,
so Husey's so Husey's doing some fake news and driving delivery narratives, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Husey. Did you send that to me, Joe?
I'm sending it right now. I just want to get the right clip.
Let me see. I'm sure people are going to be burying me on this because I wasn't the nice. I was just asking questions, bringing stuff up about AEW. So that's okay. Disco is a big tool. That's from Chris Golick. He is, and it's wonderful, from Redford Gaming. Keep it on. So Hugie responds, because he speaks his mind publicly, that's weird to you. He's the best. Hugie says that I'm the best in the podcast game today.
He's trying to get you on his show.
He does a lot of defending.
Chris Golick, he dude is a dumb fuck. That's what OG McClanahan said about me.
I sent it right to your email, Conan, the specific clip.
Submystics O tweeted or commented, AEW is already too SJW for me. Let's go to this thread here. This is an interesting thread because they've done some kind of like some social justice things and stuff.
Well,
and all that.
When they revealed new talent at that Vegas pool party, the first wrestler that they revealed was Sonny Kiss, who's a gay wrestler.
Right.
And then after that was that Nyla Rose, who's a transgender wrestler, was the second.
Okay, so
signing.
Let's go to this concept because we told people that we would interact on the show if you interact on this. Somebody comments, AEW is already too SJW for me. Let's go to this comment thread. It really is. This one from one guy, Player Juan, says, it really is. Cody has branding that's never good, and neither is trying to throw around money at women's wrestling no one cares about. Vampire's Coffin says, effing troll-ass bitches that's going to watch AEW anyway, LOL morons. Amy Bryan says, Mystic and Juan are both right. At least somebody has the balls to say it. Brandon loves the dick. Okay. AEW is already too SJW for me. LMFAO, keep getting triggered. And then Hughie says, the fact that they're talking about gender identity instead of wrestling skill for the roster is not a good sign. I mean, that's a reasonable comment right there. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yes.
Okay. Hashtag gone, keep it 100 official. They made one comment about it due to how somehow people reacted to them signing Nyla, a statement they put out only because people were asking for it. They responded to the keep it 100 official. They responded to all the snowflakes who cried over the hiring of a trans wrestler. It's hypocritical to say they bought identity to the equation when it was the trolls crying over the hiring of a trans wrestler. That's another reasonable point. It's actually the reaction is the one that's making a big deal out of it, right? All they did was just announce it. This is 123, My Balls Itch. LMFAO, Disco is a nobody. The only thing he's remembered for is tripping on his entrance in WCW. Vampire's Coffin says, I want to be in AEW. LOL. Interesting. This is great. This is from Green Bay and Tottenham. I guess this guy likes Tottenham and the Green Bay Packers. They should hire Meltzer, Satin, etc. as the creative, since these guys have all the answers to what fans want. Give them a chance to be more than armchair bookers and give them a feeling of what they're so critical of. And this, somebody responded to this to our exchange, Conan. Listen to this. Disco asked good questions, and he even got better answers from Conan. Interesting. So that was a lively discussion that we had on AEW. And we're welcome people to come into this thread and comment on it, and maybe next week we'll even read more some more questions from it. Okay, what's next?
Yeah, just real quick, it's picking up. There's a lot more interaction. There's over 900 subscribers already, and it's Keeping It 100 Official on YouTube, just to make sure you go to the right one.
All right, so what's next on the list?
independent New Japan Mexican women's wrestling.
Women's wrestling, especially all in the list, especially for this week, the women's wrestling, because women's wrestling Raw was not good. And that's an expert opinion.
Seth Rollins' knee.
Still on the list. Then I might have to put Finn Balor's knee on the list, too, at some point.
WWE Creative.
Still on the list.
You see, X-Pac.
Oh, he's still on the list. He'll be on the list for a while because the comments that he's made when he had Shane Helms on his podcast, and Shane Helms alluded to the fact that that I'm like the special needs guy, but that would be insulting to special needs people. That actually, right. Like, special needs people are superior to me. Mm. That's what he was saying. Right. And X-Pac says, right. And a lot of people have like made comment, and X-Pac's actually tweeted back at me when I said I wanted wrestling. A wrestling show where the crew is divided between the right wingers and left wingers, and that's all they do is argue each other and wrestle each other. And he said that he tweeted, "Oh, more stupid shit to divide people."
He didn't like that. I believe he didn't like that. He threatened to mute you or block you.
He's a little bit of a snowflake. A little bit.
Okay.
You notice that?
Here's the thing, bro. Where does he live now?
L.A. Snowflake City.
Oh, bingo.
When you live in Snowflake City, you just immediately become a snowflake, don't you?
How can you not? Everybody vibe, around,
right? Everybody around you is like, just all, yeah, right.
Toast and fucking psychologists for their dog, and you know,
you
all
go to
that
coffee
shit.
Coffee shops, and there's 747 right. different coffees to order. Right. Like, you know,
right. Right. So he's in that culture, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Where everybody still wears a little sweater around the neck, you know. Right. So, so you have to forgive our boy for that. But what I do love is thinking back on how, you know, how many people chimed in on the AEW thing is just still how passionate people are just about wrestling itself. And that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we've said this a million times, and I can't stress it enough. On the show, more than anything, more than an argument, more than ball busting, we want to provoke thought. You know, so yeah. That's basically what we're doing here.
I want to read two more comments from that thread.
Yes.
This is from Jason Pallenbrink, Pete and Brink. Right. Disco shits on AEW always because he wanted so bad to be there, but they're only hiring talented people, so he has no chance of being hired. First of all, it's got nothing to do with it. And I'm not shitting on them. All I'm doing is asking contrarian devil's advocate questions, which nobody else is asking.
Thing is,
that's
when
it.
You ask contrarian like, you know, questions, you're answer, like the right. enemy, or they think that you hate it.
Bro, I'm not being a fanboy. They haven't even had a show yet. It's like I'm trying to be an objective. You know, I'm kind of like media. We do podcasts and everything. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to mark out for something. I got questions about it. That's it. And I said it. I hope it's very successful because I hope to do a lot of big shows because there's going to be a star cast at every big show they have, and that's more money in my pocket and more chance for the people to hear me doing podcasts. How about that?
Yes.
So I'm actually pulling for AEW. So let's get that out of the thing. I'm not doing against it, but I have
a big fan of Conrad Thompson.
I'm a huge fan of Conrad Thompson. Right. The smartest. He's the smartest guy in the room these days in wrestling. You got one more person on the list, don't you?
The Meltzer rating system.
Yes, still on the list. That's going to be the Meltzer rating system is going
a lot of heat with you.
Well, I think primarily it's one of the reasons that, you know, the Meltzer rating system, I think, has a lot to do with the structure of the way AEW has been doing business, who they've hired, what they're paying them. You know, I mean, you could make a case that Tony Khan has structured his pay around the guy's average star ratings. Like, if you look at what they're paying the guys, you know, is that plausible?
I don't think he looks at it as star rating. Like, you hit this guy's had a lot of five star matches.
I read something on somebody tweeted something saying they're talking about guys' average star ratings.
Right.
Like that determines how good of a wrestler you are. Your average star rating. You know, like oh, God. Sorry.
It's just that when I've had conversations with him, that has never come up. You know what I'm saying? So I don't that'd be very weird. I just think you're either a great entertainer or you're not, and you just find out what are his pros and cons according to the salary that he's asking for, and then you make a decision, right. You know?